at 95.1 Nigeria Info. Have a merry, merry Christmas.
Okay, unfortunately though, we had to get that off because the line came up and it's indicative that it's time for us to leave the studio. It's already 3 on the dot and Ella Fizi is hanging around the atmosphere. How you doing?
Very well.
We all are wearing similar shades today of colors.
Maroon.
Is it a Christmas spirit or something?
I don't know why Debbie just copied Anne.
Can you imagine?
I was the first to wear this.
I don't know. She will not
so
just say
you
her
both
name.
Did that. I left my house before you both did.
Yeah, the pattern, yeah, exactly. The pattern is closer. Sorry.
Copy as well.
Thank you. So what's up for advice?
Punching in the three stories, major stories on the round table.
Okay.
This afternoon, and of course, looking at something different by the 4 o'clock hour. 5 o'clock. I wanted to talk about the proposal, but then again, I heard you guys talking about it.
You can bring it from a different angle.
Yeah, just maybe we'll talk about it again. Mm-hmm. But then again, if you're in love with a military lady, maybe you have to reconsider.
No, please, leave those girls alone. No, they have a right to love and be loved.
And you know they have
very fine girls.
Girls, right? Okay, that's by the way.
Don't say hot before they come and arrest you.
That's what I just said.
Exactly.
These
military people are not smiling.
I mean the military people inside the studio, like me and you.
We're militarizing it so that, you know, the military will not think that way.
Well, then again, and on the 6 o'clock, I don't know how it is. We give situation reports at the top of the hour, 7 o'clock, when the news hit the speakers. And football frenzy. Yeah. Stay with me. Don't go anywhere, guys.
All right. Stay with LFZ. Debbie and I are done. Until we come back tomorrow again, yeah?
Yes, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
God bless you. My name is Suat.
And I'm Debbie Deloshi.
become a big star. Finally become a big star. I've arrived, Uncle Sue, I've arrived.
The facts are glaring. It's point blank.
It's better to have little than the blessings of God than to have much more than the small blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the message.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it cannot come. That's my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. 3 to 6 p.m. Live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
In the comfort of your home, on your way to work, in the midst of your daily activities, your Let's Talk station is here to keep you informed. Only on your number one for talk, 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's Talk.
Let's Talk.
The facts.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On
95.1
Nigeria Info.
All right, then it's 3:09 Nigerian time. A very good afternoon to you, and I must really appreciate you for staying with us from the morning crossfire. What's happening in Abuja? And of course, just concluded Sunnyside. With her vocal majesty and, of course, Debbie alongside. And now it's the Hard Fact with my humble self. I mean, my name is L. Efizi. Some of you call me Sir L. Some of you call me the billionaire in pounds and dollars, in euro, in naira, and even in e-naira. And I'm the helping helper of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. And it's always good to have a date with you. We'll start off with the round table from now to top of the hour, 4 o'clock, and we'll move from it to another conversation on the 4 o'clock hour at 5 o'clock, same. And at 6, it will be time for you to give me your eyewitness report and everything that you need me to know right here in the studio. At top of the hour, 7 o'clock, the news hits your speakers. And after that, Football Frenzy hold it down to 10 p.m. And of course, tonight with Black Coffee, just to make your night much more interesting. And you know the beautiful part about this is that you can be... You can participate in all the conversation at all different levels, whether via phone or via WhatsApp or even Facebook. Anyone that is most convenient and that you would please to use. But today you can join me via the phone line, via WhatsApp and even Facebook. Yeah? Please do use any of those platforms to be part of it. I must thank you so much. What's a Let's Talk station without you out there listening? Without you calling through, without you WhatsApping or Facebooking. Just in case, when the bluebird is in our space again, we'll be able to mention that. If you know, you know. If you don't know, wait for the bluebird to come around. But yeah, and I'm already seeing a lot of messages to say, where is the oracle? Where is the oracle? Where is the oracle? Yeah, indeed. The oracle had to chill back and make sure that the voice is on point so that when she comes back, you would enjoy that beautiful voice of Kim, the Oracle. You can also call her the Fellow. Yeah? Okay, so today, you are stuck with me. Don't go anywhere. Let's start to look at it. And of course, all effort to try to reach my guest this afternoon via the phone line has not pulled through. So be my guest. Okay, where do we start from? Let's start from MPC budget 182 million naira, yeah, for oath of secrecy on census official. Yeah, looking at the Nigerian Population Commission has proposed to spend 87.389.215.996 on recruitment and training of personnel for the census scheduled to hold next year. The commission was also administer oath of secrecy on the workers at the cost of 182 million naira. The budget for the exercise is said to be one of the reasons the National Assembly had delayed passage of the 2022 appropriation budget or appropriation bill, sorry. And according to the document presented by the MPC to the National Assembly, which contained the main 2022 and the supplementary budget, a copy of which our correspondent also obtained, fieldwork for the main census will cost about 167.601.840 there. If you know maths, you know that's some real-time figure. Yeah, and the MPC also proposed 68 million for acquisition of GPS to enable direct data capturing device chargers, battery banks, power banks, tablets, and the likes of that. Yeah, and all the first aid boxes, reflective jackets, identification card, face caps for data collectors for the main sensors. Yeah, and also some level of logistics will also be put into that amount in acquiring some vehicles, some more rugged vehicles, motorbikes, onboard engine boats, amongst others that will be used to know that some of these areas, yeah, are not necessarily motorable. But then again, a bike can take you there if it's the riverine areas. Yeah, we're looking at some onboard engine boats to take them there. Also, ICT networking data, data center, database management and ICT capacity building is to cost 12.230 million, while compilation of historical events for the remaining 515 local government areas has a proposed budget of 100 and 980 triple zero to that, with the stakeholders conference to present just more like a breakdown of what they will be using this money to do. But I guess the one that has got a lot of people talking is the administration of oath of secrecy for census functionaries, which is at 182 million naira, has been proposed, why the special population will be counted at the cost of 129 million and the likes of that. More breaking down of this money to be used for the census next year. But a different twist to it here, while they were defending that budget, Senator Smart Adeyemi, who also represents Kogi State, who was a bit against the budget, which was about 400 billion naira. But his view about this budget is quite different. Something really, really different. You know what? Let me allow him to speak by himself. The next voice you hear is that of Senator Smart Adeyemi.
There's no doubt that you seem to be all determined to carry out a successful census. And I've listened attentively to your well-articulated programs. As it is today, the essence of having a census cannot be emphasized in our nation. Going by the projected growth of the population, as the time as you are, for me, I have some strong reservations. The reservations I have today is that censor is very, very important in any industry. No doubt, and we are all competent people, we are all determined people to carry it out. But I look at issues from the practical point of view. The only zone that is a bit safe in Nigeria today is the Southwest. That's the only zone that you can say there's an assumption of security, tight security, in terms of people moving around in Southwest. All the other zones in Nigeria today, they are unsafe. There is killing every day, especially in the northern region. Over 3/4 of those who have died in Nigeria today are northerners. Yesterday in Kogi State, armed robbers or bandits went to one town, took over the town for 4 hours, and killed people and packed money. Now, what I'm trying to tell you that census is important, but my brother, it's not experience. Our people are dying daily. We must guarantee security, movement of goods and services of people. Or else, we are just deceiving ourselves. There is no part of this zone today that is safe. Nowhere. You cannot tell me you can move from Maiduguri to Abia free. You cannot even go to Bama from Maiduguri. Look, let us, gentlemen, let us look at issues for the sake of our nation and between us and our God. You are determined, know that you are ready to do the job. I have no doubt about it. I have no doubt about your competence. But between you and your God, you think Nigeria is safe to conduct census today? Looking at the people, the way they are killing people in this country? Can you go from Sokoto to Ilela? You can't. You cannot move around. That is the truth. Census is important. But for me, you need to be alive to conduct census. As it is today, Mala, Nakajina de Allah, I don't think we are ready for this. This is a country that would tell me want to do census. People are dying, they are killing people every day. You cannot move around. Cannot. So to me, yes, you have your job to do, but you know why not the hallmark of democracy is that you speak, I speak, everybody has an opinion. Superior people, position may take the stand, but at times superior argument may not. But what is important is that in democracy, I talk, you talk. I hold the view. Good assessor is no doubt, it's too very important to us as a nation.
You see, we said that have 1 minute remaining.
The insecurity in Nigeria today, I think we should face security first before we talk about censors. Assalamu alaikum.
I think we should face security first before talking about census. Senator Smart Adeyemi, who also represents Kogi State, on that particular one when it came to when the MPC boss there trying to defend the budget. I mean, he has a different twist to what he thinks. The census is important. I believe in your capacity. I know you can deliver well. But then again, how do you do census when a lot of some of our states also are not safe? Looking at the insecurity and the challenge around security from his own point of view, which point do you stand? But before we go into that, just to also let you know that Senator Oluremi Tinubu also was part of that panel. Unfortunately, she came late to that budget defense, but I mean, she got the chance to also speak. And I mean, she says, you know what? I at some point, you know, I agree with my colleague, Honorable Senator Smart Adeyemi. But you know, census is also important. I think we should go ahead. Census is really, really important, because if we don't know how many we are, how can we then effectively plan the country? How can we then effectively look into the gaps that we have in our economy? So, I mean, you want to also look at what side of the divide are you? Do you think that Senator Smart is actually right? I mean, saying that, you know what, let's tackle this insecurity before we start even talking about census. Is it the capacity to do the job? I know you have it. I mean, you look like us. I mean, people who have the capacity to do the job, I don't doubt your capacity. I don't doubt your team members. I don't doubt what you have to do. I don't doubt the importance of having census. But then again, can't we just start by sorting out insecurity? with that. Or, I mean, you're also looking at it from the planning and implementation, the economy of our country, which of course you want to know that you want to also give a thumbs up that it's important that we know how many we have so that we can plan adequately, we can plan effectively, not just planning with figures that you have to say about 200 or about this or about that, you know. But then again, let's see if we can quickly move from that. But looking at my time this afternoon, before we dive into the second story, have some commercials that are really staring at me in the face, like, you know what, if you start this story, I'm going to yank you off. But let's try to push this through. I mean, Bishop Matthew Coker is also in the news. I mean, it's on the round table this afternoon. He said, God did not, make a mistake with Nigerians' diversity. Yes, something you also want to agree with, yeah? Given an address, the bishop said that he will not have been a priest without the support of his parents and, of course, the church. While admonishing the congregation for the speaking, he appealed to Nigeria to continue to be proud of the country at all times. Yeah, since God did not make a mistake for making us a nation of diverse culture, religious, and ethnicity. He says, I talk about Nigeria with pride because before our very eyes, God will do a great thing that we will all rejoice. Bishop Matthew Coker had on several occasions expressed his belief that Nigeria should remain as one nation. Earlier this year, the bishop also said it is cheaper for Nigeria to remain as one country rather than breaking up into smaller units. He, however, added that those seeking that the country people should go into smaller units from Nigeria, maybe their own view regarding their concerns. But a few months ago, before Bishop Coker had declared that nobody stands to gain anything if Nigeria breaks up. I don't think any Nigerian in his right senses should pretend that nothing binds us together. All of us are now global citizens, but I know all of us are still nostalgic about this country, he says. We'll leave it at that. And, see if we can use this 40 seconds to complete that. It is not going to remain like this, and let none of us be under any illusion that anyone stands to gain anything if this country breaks up. Nobody is interested in this country breaking up. Yeah, words from Bishop Coker there. What do you make of that? And you stay with me. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we'll throw in the third one. And after which, you get a chance to be part of the conversation, whether via Facebook. It's facebook.com/Nigeria Info Abuja. Or the phone line, which is 0700-951-0000. WhatsApp 0003493017. But I'll start attending to all of them after this quick break. Don't go anywhere. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Are glaring. It's point blank.
It's better to have little than the blessings of God than to have much more than there's no blessings of God.
But people need to see, know, and hear.
When you return that money, you hear the message.
Whatever is not yours, even if you kill yourself, it cannot come. That is my opinion.
So do share the facts on Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts. 3 to 6 p.m. live on 95.1 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
This is Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
Hard Facts.
On 95.1 Nigeria Info.
And I must indeed welcome you back. It's Hard Fact, and this is the Roundtable. And punching in the third one here, as the Minister of Information and Culture, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, has said that desperate opposition politicians, naysayers, and sponsored attackers are unrelenting in their efforts to rubbish President Muhammadu Buhari, in spite of his monumental achievements as the president of the country. He said that despite the myriad of challenges faced in the country, President Muhammadu Buhari's led administration continues to keep Nigeria afloat. He was speaking from Kwara State, looking at celebrating the president's birthday. This where all this talk, looking at all this conversation. So despite the myriad of security challenge and amidst dwindling national earnings and a crippling global pandemic, he has racked up a number of achievements, most of them unprecedented. President Muhammadu Buhari is a steady hand in troubled times. And that explains why presiding over the affairs of the country at the most turbulent period, he has managed to keep the nation afloat and even set it on a trajectory of growth and development. All right. And in continuing also that conversation, I remember that Alhaji Lai Mohammed had granted a press conference just maybe. When you listen to this, you will understand the conversation much more better. The next voice you hear is that of the Honorable Minister of Information and Culture, Alhaji Lai Mohammed, in your speakers this afternoon.
I said in 2014, what was the situation? In 2015, what was the situation? Today, what is the situation? I said, many people forget that in 2014, Abuja was not safe. As a matter of fact, I remember I was then the opposition spokesperson. Anytime I was coming to Abuja, I would make sure I did not sleep in Abuja because Abuja was not safe. You were here in Abuja when the United Nations headquarters was attacked. You were here when the police headquarters was attacked in Abuja by Boko Haram. You were here when the motor park. So what I'm saying is that what is happening today with Boko Haram? And I said in my press conference that in 2014-2015 that a territory the size of Belgium was under the effective occupation of Boko Haram. Not only were they attacking. They were in situ. They set up government. They were collecting taxes. They deposed emirs and installed their own emirs before we came in. In 2015, 5th of December, I don't know which of you followed us to Bama here. When we got to Bama in 2015, of the 6,000 houses in Bama, not one was standing. They have been bombed by Boko Haram. In 2015, 14 out of 20 local government area in Borno State was in the complete, control of Boko Haram. 14 out of 20. And how many people could go to Northeast then? Schools were closed. Hospitals were closed. Life was paralyzed. Today you can go to Maiduguri, you can go to anywhere, and you see the life has been resumed. And to again answer you, the U.S. spent 20 years in Afghanistan. What did they come up with? Come up with insurgency, terrorism. It's a global issue. It's not a local matter that is restricted to Nigeria. And that's why the first thing the president did when he came to power was to seek the cooperation of the regional leaders You went to Benin, went to Chad, went to Niger, went to Cameroon, went to all the West Africa countries that we share borders with. And Chad, thank you. And also sought the support of the G8, all in an attempt to ensure that we curb this. What I can tell you is that when it comes to Boko Haram, Boko Haram that we met in 2015, not the Boko Haram of today. Boko Haram of today is already, you know, in contact with ISWAP, in contact with Al-Qaeda, and other terrorist organizations. But yet, we have pushed them to the fringes of the Lake Chad. And tell me anywhere in the world where you think fighting terrorism is a walk in the park. No. Because it's an asymmetrical war. It's not a war that, say, look, I'm fighting, you are fighting me. If you want to really declare a war on Boko Haram, we are going to level the whole of Maiduguri, level the whole of Yobe, level the whole of Adamawa. But you can't do that. So I want you to show understanding. This is not a Nescafe that you just, you know, instant coffee. We are working, fighting every day. And look at what is happening in Mali. Look at what's happening in Cameroon. What's happening in Burkina Faso, Sudan, Chad. And I said, look, people don't even understand the Libyan crisis. The fall of the Libyan crisis is what we are experiencing in Nigeria today. Because with the Libyan crisis, now you can buy guns, you can buy ammunition, just as you go to buy cake. So I want you to understand and appreciate that this government is doing its best, and it's doing very well, I can say this. Doing very, very well. You see, those who are criticizing us, I just wish they could have more empathy for the military. And realize that these are young men and women laying down their lives every day, so me and you can see. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, Honorable Minister. Of course, yeah, I mean, you heard it right there. I mean, those of you people, I mean, just look at it. We're working. And the Honorable Minister also did well to take us back to 2014 until now. What do you make of this statement, yeah? What do you make of it? Are we together? Are you together with the Honorable Minister? What do you think that we have done better? I mean, what do you think they can do better? Or what do you say that they have done better? Is it a thumbs up? Is it a no thumbs up? Where do you stand in this conversation? You're welcome to the round table. And I'm about to open up the phone lines. But then again, you have to keep your contribution, your opinion, as civil as you can get. Don't forget that over 2 million persons are listening in. It would not be so good for you to offend their sense of reasoning with your words, especially if they are hurtful. Don't use our platform to spread hate or fake news, as we won't take it. It's okay to disagree. It's not okay to bash on people's personality. Keep your comments and contributions very, very civil, whether on Facebook, on WhatsApp, or via the phone line. Phone line is 0700-951-0000. 0700-951-0000. Of course, WhatsApp is 0030-1137. 0030-1137. And you want to join me on Facebook? Facebook.com/Nigeria Info Abuja. That's it. You're welcome. Good afternoon to you. Hello?
Yeah. My mom.
Yes, so good afternoon.
Yeah, how are you doing?
Abamo.
Thank you. This is the comrade.
Comrade, you are welcome.
Thank you. I want to ask Lai Mohammed. When the previous government was fighting this same Boko Haram, what were they saying, telling Nigerians, campaigning around 2014-2015? Is there anything different now? Then in Nigeria. People travel to their various states. Election was conducted in northeast. Now, people cannot even travel on our highways. And some states, local government has been taken over, being renamed by these terrorists. And their flag, I was even listening to a journalist to ask him this question. Are you aware that in Niger states, some local government or some villages which have been taken over by terrorists, the same thing in a Plateau state? Are you aware? So I don't know why a journalist kind of being afraid of asking this question.
When you say being afraid of asking this question, what do you mean?
Are you not listening to these questions? And everybody keep quiet. They would have asking those questions. You understand? Because they were all campaigning against Jonathan, even making him not to get the weapons we needed.
That would be a very strong allegation on journalists, to say a journalist were campaigning against him. No, I won't take that. But then again, it's 1 minute max on the round table. Thank you. I appreciate you. Let's move on to the next caller. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Fizzy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, my name is Austin Du, calling you from Sweden.
Austin, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Thank you. Let me go with the first point. I think I completely agree with that. You want to conduct a population census. How do you do population census in those northeast? Who will go there? The population commissioner go to that place? He cannot go to that place, but what to say for there to go and do population census there? The issue of Eli Mohammed, I think I said this to Eli Mohammed. In this same retreat, we will see how boss that is traveling, that how Boko Haram will fire them and burn them, compare that to bomb blast in Abuja. How many people die every day in this same regime? These people should tell us the truth. Go to ask them one day. So this is their telling us.
Thank you. It's 1 minute, Max. Thank you. Let's take this caller. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, Susie.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
This is Tyra.
Hey, Tyra. Check this check.
Honestly, I'm not happy at all, and I don't want to go emotional.
Don't go emotional.
You are going to be calm when we talk on radio.
Yes.
So that is why I'm going to let it dry low. My 1 minute goes.
Right.
By Mohammed, honestly, LF, I want to ask you something. Are these men truly, really Nigerians? LF,
yes, I am.
Are these men truly, truly Nigerians?
They are.
Because I don't understand this. As if we are living in mass. As if this same thing, because this thing that is happening now, if you're a true Nigerian, if you're in Nigeria to the core, you are the blood of a Nigerian, the flesh of a Nigerian. What is going on in this country, surely, we touch you. And before you see some certain things, you will not want to play on the sensitivity of people. Because honestly, I support Kanu, but honestly, I begin to even want to hear what Kanu is saying. Because I don't understand this.
Right,
you are comparing that time to now, with the death that is going on every day, all over the country.
Thank you, Tyra. It's
oh, my God.
Months. Thank you.
Let me hear God, do.
Appreciate you there. Let's take one more, then we dive into WhatsApp and see what we have there. Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon to you.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Kennedy.
Kennedy, you're welcome. Let's talk.
Yeah. I'm just at comments.
Sorry, Kennedy, I couldn't hear you clearly. You said?
Okay, see, I'm just perplexed at this comment.
Okay.
The last caller just stresses it. Like, you have to wonder if we are all Nigerians, if we are still in the same space with some of these analysis. It's cold and and goosebump for cheating. It can only be, I have to say, it can only be a wicked-hearted person that will not see the things that are happening and say it as it is and consider it, compassionately the way it is, to seek out the best ways out rather than trying to buttress points to front something that's not there, that does not exist, that we don't have.
All right, Kennedy, it's 1 minute.
Forward? Thank you, Ellen.
Thank you so much. Let's come here on WhatsApp and let's start with Tokpe. Tokpe says, I agree with Senator Smart at AME, security before censors. The minister's speech makes my stomach rumbles. Is it living in this country? You see, Tara's voice, my message, Tokpe says there. All right, and I move away from that. Elefizi, real and trusted. What Senator Smart Amy said about census is less important for now, only if they want to maybe steal again, so census less important. James from Jahi sent that in. Ben says the total number of the people killed by the various bomb blasts in Abuja is still far below that of bandits. Can Minister Lai travel on by road now? Back then, farmers were more secured at farms than now. Okay. L, this census may be genuine. There's something the pushers are hoping to grab. One is big allocation and resources. Mr. Lai, Mohammed wants us to reach 20 years before ending. That's not what he said. That's not what he said, Evans. Let's ask how many Boko Haram and their like has been jailed or their sponsored name for what they are fighting for. Okay? Who do we have here? A guy, Bucci. Bucci from Duse on WhatsApp here says, Alhaji Lai is very correct. Nigeria is safer now than ever. Abuja is very safe and there is no kidnapping or killing at all. All the reported killings and kidnappings, even at the University of Abuja, is done. you can't say it's done by a particular name now. Nigeria has become as good as never before. And the only bill we want President Muhammadu Buhari to sign is not the electoral bill, but an amendment to allow Buhari to continue for the next 8 years. After that, Bucci, thank you. I'll stop there. You want the president to sign a bill to continue for 8 more years? But I get your comment. Do you remember what former President Olusegun Obasanjo just said? He said that Buhari has done his best. He can't do better than this. Expecting him to do better than this, okay? Jonathan, thank you for your message. Who do we have here? Joel from Cairo says, good afternoon, Elefizi. I pray for long life for Alhaji Lai Mohammed and his boss. They will see God bring someone that would help this country. I don't seem to understand the last paragraph of your message, Joel. Just maybe you can send it again. Hello, Elefizi. On the discussion of census, Senator Smart Adeyemi said it all. There can never be census where there is insecurity, which is the plain truth. May Almighty Allah protect us. Abdul sends that in from Suleja. Okay. Smart Adeyemi is very correct. Will the bandits in the bush be counted too? Olayinka from Kubwa is asking that question. Of course, my man, Patrick from Niger State, also writes in via WhatsApp. He says, good afternoon. Sir L, tell Mr. Information Minister that under this administration, we have seen children being kidnapped in their schools and that the government was under to rescue them. Okay, some parents paid ransom to rescue their children under the same administration. Nigerian traveling to other parts of the country, praying not to be kidnapped. This administration must stop blaming people for their inability to deliver on their campaign promises. Again, this administration must stop praising itself over what they have not done perfectly well. I am with Senator Smart at AME, Security First Before Censors. That's coming from Patrick from Niger State. And KD Omawe says, LFZ, if not that the Honorable Minister is an elderly man, I would have said, he said that 14 local government areas were under the Boko Haram in 2014 to 2015 in Borno. And how has he forgotten so soon? Elections were held in LGAs in Borno State, and APC claimed to have recorded massive votes, including Governor Zulum, who won the elections under the APC. Says Haba, was it Boko Haram that conducted and voted for them in the elections and the likes? More questions there. All right, who do we have here? LFZ, this Sarah from Orozo say, why could he say that now you can travel to any part of the country? If it's true, then what are people doing in IDP camps? Sarah, more questions. For me, it's like one. Okay. That's not for us at all. Let's see. Comrade Efudu writes in also. He says, the Honorable Minister and the likes representing a typical African who have been. Comrade Efudu. Apparently conditioned, or you don't want to use that word. Comrade Fudu. Okay. All right, let's take one more call, then we go to Facebook and see who's there. Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Sahel.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Salasi.
Salasi, you are welcome. It's good to hear from you.
I want to appreciate Smart Ademi. It's like in Kogi said, we have only one senator. Gino, go. Smart, come in again. I want to appreciate him for saying the truth. Tara, good afternoon. It is well. Calm down. Yoruba man say para vale. It's going to be well.
Okay.
In this aspect of this insecurity, can Lai Mohammed travel by road from here to Para? Can he travel by road from here to Kaduna? While these people are hosting their flat in Niger State here, they are collecting tax in Sokoto. Why can't this journalist even ask him? How about Sokoto? That they have been collecting tax. So sometimes, sometimes you journalists don't ask questions. Even I hear how some journalists are even kind of telling him some of the neighboring countries. But they couldn't ask him, how about Niger State here that they have horse flat? They have horse flat in Kaduna, in Brindongwari. They have horse flat. They have captured some places in Sokoto. And they are collecting tax. Can he travel from Maiduguri to Bama by road? I think we hear this morning.
All
how
right.
They raid Bama, they raid Madagili, Akira Uba. Even that Uber, those area, I have been to that area. As I'm speaking to you, all the roads are on my head. I've been to all these houses. Now they can't even travel by road, and he is there. Can these people fear God?
All right,
I pray that God give them long life to see what.
It's 1 minute max on the roundtable, Salasi. I had to let you go there. And dive into WhatsApp here. And Seth Adamu says, security first before censors. I agree with Senator Smart at AME. And Ifeanyi says, God did not name us Nigeria, responding to Bishop there. But it's all good. And let's see here on WhatsApp. Census is needed. Census is not needed at this time of hardship. Hafsat sends that in. Thank you, Hafsat. It's also good to know that you're listening in this afternoon. Let's see who can do us the 1 minute honors via the phone. Hello, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon, LFZ, yes. Kingsley.
Kingsley, you're welcome.
Kuka, talking of staying together as one country, Kuka is a man of God, a one who has traveled to so many countries of the world. There are some countries which have barely 10 million as its population. They are doing well and having a heady competition with their counterpart countries all over the world. Today, Nigeria has over 200 million as its population. Have this population contributed to the development of Nigeria? All he sees is nepotism, tribalism, marginalization of some ethnic groups. I want to ask Father Kuka, is it not good to have different countries emerge from Nigeria just to provide a healthy competition? If different countries emerge from Nigeria, nepotism and tribalism will be eliminated and there will be a healthy competition. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Hello, good afternoon. Yes, good afternoon.
Good luck.
Hey, good luck. You're welcome. Let's talk.
I greet you.
You're welcome.
Yes. On the issue of census, what man said is the best thing to say. Unless they want to conduct the census to enrich some people. And on the issue of Lai Mohammed, I have told you before, that these ministers, they have tired. Let Mr. President change them. They don't tire. Thank you.
Okay. Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you now?
Fine.
This is my minister and I pick you in the room.
You don't use that word. And you don't hit on anybody on our platform. That was completely rude. And I had to cut you off. Yeah? Thank you. Who do we have here? Emeka from Cairo says, good afternoon, Sahel. On the Minister of Information, all I will say is, may God never put us in the position where my daily bread depends on destructive facts. Okay? Who do we have here? Fetchu from Aso Drive. Good to know that you are listening in. Ella Fizzy, I am too furious this afternoon. Hence, won't dignify Uncle Lai Mohammed with a comment. If I do, you won't like my choice of word. Thank you very much, Fetchu from Aso Drive. Thank you. Appreciate your message. Yeah. Okay, Nigerians, don't be too serious. Of the Lawan-led assembly overriding the president. This was the same assembly who passed a vote of no confidence on the former security chiefs. Months down the line, the same security chiefs' names were sent for approval and confirmed. The same National Assembly overwhelmingly approved and confirmed them. Okay, let's go on a break.
We must not play politics with security.
Let's talk about the biggest conversations.
Made of trustworthy ideas.
Passionately connected
to everyone.
Let's talk
on Nigeria Info 95.1 Abuja.